Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy show for Saturday, September 12th. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois, as I do every second Saturday of the month at 2 p.m. Central Time. Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy is an interactive live internet talk radio show that focuses on how to take advantage of the opportunities that life sends your way. The program explores obstacles overcome by ordinary people with extraordinary results and what inspires or motivates them to take positive actions that make their dreams a reality. Now, I know a little about that myself, as I've had 10 careers. My first career after arriving in the United States was as a fashion model. Then I was a singer on the MCA label, in a rock and roll band, a corporate consultant for Accenture, and today I'm a professional speaker, trainer, author of 5 books and 3 blogs, certified professional coach, and a radio show host. So let's set the tone for today's show. Pretend that every single person you meet has a sign around his or her neck that says, "Make me feel important." Not only will you succeed in sales, you will succeed in life. And Mary Kay Ash said that. Today's show, by the way, is brought to you by Jet Communications International. They specialize in personal development, coaching, and training. JCI focuses on improving communications, managing people and expectations, increasing interpersonal skills, promoting respectful communications and conflict resolution. Visit them online at www.jdcommunications.com and use the contact page to request more information. We have a fantastic show for you today. Joining us later will be Dean DeLisle, someone I've admired for many, many years, and he will be taking your calls and questions, so be sure to call us at 646-381-4198. And by the way, if you're listening online and you choose to give us a call, please mute your computer first, or we'll have an echo going on that's not much fun. Here's the title of today's show, Social Selling, 5 Easy Steps to Convert LinkedIn Connections to New Sales. Dean DeLisle, founder and CEO of Forward Progress, will take proven steps from his social selling bootcamp and show you the most effective methods of converting connections to new sales. With over 350 million professionals on LinkedIn, you are closer to your targeted business prospects than you think. Learn how to find them before your competitors do. You will also see what it takes to get them to find you by just using LinkedIn for less than 20 minutes a day. By the way, Forward Progress has trained over 100,000 people in over 35 countries on how to convert connections to new sales directly from LinkedIn. So this is a treat for you guys. In this brief session, you will learn how to optimize your profile, attract new prospects, leverage your connections to close business, increase targeted referrals, gain more powerful introductions, expand your pipeline, find new business channels, and let me tell you a little bit about our guest, Dean DeLisle. He is the founder, as I said, and CEO of Forward Progress and the creator of the platform Social Jack. Dean provides coaching and training to organizations that use, want to use, or should use social media. Forward Progress has helped over 2,000 corporate clients improve their social network results around social HR, talent development, relationship marketing, and social selling while simultaneously producing better results with the power of relationships. Dean and his team have trained over 100,000 professionals in 35 countries with their Social Jack program. Currently, Dean's LinkedIn Business Development course is being taught at the University of Illinois at Chicago Graduate School of Business, and he launched recently a new social network coaching and training platform that he's called Social Jack, which you can find at socialjack.com. It combines coaching and training and has been delivered in the last several years with industry tools and mobile technology. Welcome, Dean.
Thank you so much. It's just a pleasure to be here, and I love the spirit of the show. I mean, just to think about finding yourself, living your dreams, and be happy. It feels like what we're all seeking, whether we admit it or not. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Let me ask you this. What's the best way to identify targeted leads?
Well, first of all, you know, before you go to identify targeted leads, it really has to do with understanding, do you know who your target is? And I know we have a lot of folks that are tuned in on social selling, but this goes for career and any level of relationships that you're looking to build. And so, you know, I just want to preface it by saying a lot of times in our boot camps, we spend a good chunk about just making sure that people are clear about their target, clear about, I mean, you put in here, find yourself. And a lot of times people are saying, well, I'm just going to grab a whole bunch of connections, a whole bunch of people, and the business will show up. And sometimes they get lucky, but a lot of times it has to do with being intentional about who you are and who you want to be and your identity, and then absolutely being clear about who you want to attract. Does that make sense?
It absolutely makes sense, because if you just throw the net out there and grab what you grab, you might grab a lot of people and none of them are your target market. So,
right. And I'm blessed in that at Forward Progress, we own a digital marketing company, which means that we do target marketing all the time. However, in social selling, and I think Forbes said it best in an article this week, they talked about making sure that people understand that social selling isn't always about social media, but it's about having the intent for relationship and connection and authenticity and mutuality and really building a network around you that knows who you are and comes to you when they're ready with referrals and direct business. And to your point about target, so again, you can decide what the target is. But in today's context, as we look at LinkedIn, if you're looking to go target hunting, and I want to make sure we wrap back around to target attracting, because that's what people like, is waking up and finding leads in their inbox, and we have plenty of time to talk about that. But as you know, you ask the question, how do you go find targeted leads? And one of the things that LinkedIn has done a great job at is they have a feature called advanced search. And advanced search is in that top toolbar. It's right along the top. It has a little button up there that just says advanced. And they have put some limitations on the free version. But everybody that's listening, whether you have the free version or the paid version of LinkedIn, can try it out. And if you're super clear about knowing who your target is, and let's just, you know, it's always best to use examples. So let's say you're looking for CFOs. And so, you know, you can simply go in there under title and type in CFO. And one of the things we just had a group of North American sales team that's in finance, and they're looking for CFOs in their territory. So one of the things that we tell people is that you don't want to just necessarily look for the CFO, but you want to look for CFOs and the people that are connected to your target, which would be the CFO. So if you think about it, it could be accounting, it could be a VP of finance, it could be a CEO, a COO, a CIO for that matter. So you want to try to identify not just your target, but how others are connected to that target. And we use a proven methodology that was developed by the military called network science. And if you want to, if the listeners want to Google it, it's pretty fascinating stuff. It was developed by a group of scientists and the military for the purpose of you know, finding you know, military targets like Saddam Hussein and you know, those sort of folks. But we use it with the intent of finding the ideal client or the ideal prospect out there for people and what that looks like. So just to use my example, I would guess that Yvonne, you know some CFOs, right?
Of course I do, yeah.
Yeah, working at Accenture, I would hope you know some CFOs in your network. So I'm thinking, man, you know, if I'm looking for CFOs, I'm calling Yvonne. So what it is being in enough relationship in your network to know that, you know, who are the people in your network that would have those CFOs. And we call that a direct link, right? So LinkedIn is called LinkedIn. Well, network science, we just call that, you know, each of us is a node, and we have two links, and that's connecting people together that are targeted connections, whether they're direct targeted connections or associated targeted connections. And so the second step that people often overlook is they're like, well, if I don't find this person, it's a miss. If I don't find this person, it's a miss. So the second step to doing that is not just going after the person or the associated people, but it's also going after what we call the clusters or the hubs. And a cluster is, for example, would be, I just gave a talk to the Turnaround Management Association. A lot of people have heard about that. That's the association that has turnaround people in there, and it has banks and accountants and lawyers and a lot of folks in there. Well, that group in Chicago that I spoke to is a cluster because it's a small group of like-minded people that are connected with the same mission and the same outcome in mind. They want to help businesses turn around. And so, you know, that would be a cluster. So the one in Chicago would be a cluster. The National Turnaround Management Association would be a hub because they're taking and combining all the, you know, all the other chapters, all the other cities, all the other groups under one association. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
So as people are looking, you know, a lot of times they're like, you know, they come into our classes and they come into our coaching and they're saying, oh, I don't have any of those people in my network. Well, they do. They just don't. They may not have them listed, you know, in their phone or in their Rolodex or sitting in their stack of business cards. So they don't feel like they can see them. But with the power of network science, we're all connected. We're all connected at some level. In fact, I love the story about, you know, people go, well, I only have 25 connections. I only have 50 connections. How do I find that ideal target? I'm in a completely different industry. You know, not now I'm switching industries or I'm selling a new product and I need to find new people. Well, we had Charlie Lobus, who is 82 years old, out of the East Coast. And he came to us a couple years ago and he's like, Dean, I'm in government procurement services, and I got to tell you, Yvonne, I had no background. I thought I had worked in every industry, but I had no knowledge in government procurement services. So I'm going, I've got to make this happen. I got to, you know. And so, and he goes, so I've got a couple challenges. He goes, my doctor said I can only be at my computer screen, you know, no more than 10 minutes at a time. And I had this, you know, 20 minute a day system. But I had steps broken down in, you know, 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute, 5 minute, you know, increments. So I knew I could get them to some level of activity. I said, okay, we can work around that. I go, what's your other challenge? He goes, I only have 8 connections. And I said, oh, 8 connections. Okay. So I said, perfect. That's all we need. He goes, really? And I go, yeah, that's all we need to start. Because what we do is we take the current state network, no matter who you are, where you've worked, where you've been, and we get you to your ideal state network. So we take you from your current state network, even if it's only 8 connections, and we get you to your ideal state network. So what we started to do, and we were using LinkedIn at the time, is we started to look at the 8 connections. And we started to look at their network. And some of these folks had retired. I mean, think about this. Charlie's going back into the workforce at the age of 82. Not many people go back in at the age of 82. So some of his people had retired, right? So but they were still connected. They still had people. And some of them were, you know, some of them were still really, you know, well connected. So what we started to do is look at the target that he was looking at today with the network that he had at that point. And so we just started connecting, and LinkedIn gives you this you know, amazing view to be able to look into your connections profiles and see at least the people that are connected, or the, you know, all the people, depending on how people show that view to you. So with those 8 connections, we were able to start going into that advanced search. And we typed in government, and we typed in the certain positions and roles that he was looking for. And it was just super cool to see that, oh, look, here's this person. He's like, oh, my gosh, I actually know that person. Well, I said, let's reach out. Let's connect to that person. And then he had people that he didn't know that came up on the screen that were ideal connections. And we said, well, now let's go through one of the 8 people that you do know and get to the person that we want to know.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's amazing. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because there are a lot of people who say, I only have 8 connections and 10 minutes a day or something like that. So that's very powerful.
And they shut themselves down. The best people I like to work with, especially in social selling, are the people that come to us and they say, well, I'm not in sales. So my professional services people, you know who you are, a lot of my management consultants, and I used to work in a CPA firm myself, so my accountants and those folks, they're like, well, we're not in sales. But seriously, folks, everyone's in sales. Even if you're in customer service, you're in sales, okay? So, or you're a job seeker. So social selling has mostly to do with the relationships about how we connect, how we engage, how we influence, and how clearly we represent ourselves in front of others.
So I have a question following up on that, what you just discussed.
Sure.
How should we then be using our network to build a social media following? Because, okay, so now we have a group of people and we looked at the people who know those people. How do we now build that social media following?
Well, here's the first step. The first step is to look good. So I tell everyone to just visualize that, and everyone's been to a networking event in some capacity, or a conference, or some sort of a targeted gathering. So what I tell people is LinkedIn is nothing more than a big networking event. So you have to view LinkedIn as a big networking event. And how do you look when you go to a networking event? I mean, I'm looking at your profile picture, and you're always well dressed, you're professional, and you look good. And I'm guessing, Yvonne, that you, when you go into a networking event, you look just as stunning, right? You look professional and you're ready to do business, right?
Well,
so
yes.
Most of us do. And so what's interesting is, go ahead.
I said professional too.
Yes, for sure, professional stunning. So as we walk into LinkedIn, the networking event, how does your profile look? Because that dictates your reputation. When people Google your name and they look at you online, your LinkedIn is one of the top profiles, unless you have a website that is a very good website indexed with your name in it. LinkedIn is usually the first thing that pops up. Whether somebody's in LinkedIn or not, they're seeing you.
Yeah.
And that is your reputation that protects you. It gives you visibility and generates the people in your network that are looking for you and says, that's a professional person. I want to do business with that person. So one of the quickest ways to start a really good following is to have a really good professional profile. And to be clear, we always say that your LinkedIn profile, among your other social media profiles, so I know we have probably have salespeople that are listening that are in real estate and mortgage, and so you know, we'll build profiles not just in LinkedIn, but we'll also build them in, you know, other social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter and Google Plus and others. But what we tell people is be the same person in those, you know, be whole and complete, and be the same professional in LinkedIn that you are in Facebook, than you are in Instagram, et cetera, et cetera. Because one of the biggest mistakes people make is that when you Google somebody's name, and this is outside of LinkedIn, you're in Google, and all of a sudden the LinkedIn profile shows up and shows that you're a leadership development coach and you're a speaker and you're a trainer and an author. And then all of a sudden, just below that, you've got the MySpace account that shows that you're a bartender. And then you have the other account that shows that you're a real estate agent. Then you have the other account that shows that you're somebody else. So your digital footprint affects the impression that people have on you.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I will tell you, I know that that is powerful because I have been booked for a speaking engagement. And when I arrive at the engagement with the client and I walk into the company, the HR person or the person who booked me will start saying things to me. And I'll say, oh, how do you know that? And they will say to me, I Googled you thoroughly before you came to speak. and so they have looked at my YouTube channel. They've looked at my blogs to hear what kind of things I have to say. They've looked at LinkedIn. And they're plucking pieces from all of those different social media areas that they are kind of tossing at me when I first arrive as we're setting up for the speaking engagement. And that, to me, is a perfect example of it's just automatic these days. People just look you up.
Right. Yeah, and it's cool. Now, here's one of the things that people forget to do. So let's just say we're going to focus – I always say do the LinkedIn profile first because it's the most complete, it's the most professional, and it's probably the first place people will go. And then you can copy and paste once you get it right, copy and paste it to Facebook and other ones. A couple of key points is to have and make sure as you're listening you're writing this down. But you know, be clear about who you are. Put in there, especially in your summary and in your headline, dictate like who you are as the expert in the network. A lot of times people first state, like in the headline that's right above the name, they'll state their title. And quite honestly, it's cool that you're the, you know, that you're the CEO, but you know what? So what? So what do you do for me? What would I hire you for as the professional, as the person? And so what you want to do is you want to have, you know, maybe if you're a leadership and you know, a leadership coach and you help with sales, you might want to have something like leadership, sales, executive and relationship success coaching or something like that. And then say that you're a speaker and a trainer and an author, and then maybe say that you're the CEO. But the CEO can go down in experience and it still pops up in search, but the headline is how people view you of who you are as the expert in their network. And so many people miss that. They miss that part of the name tag or the label in the networking event. It's like having a nice big sign above you walking through the networking event that says, hey, I'm your leadership expert, I'm your relationship coach, see me if you want to take it to the next level with your business. You want to be almost have your you know, your profile scream that, because as people search and they're scanning, and you know it's a very instant world, Yvonne. It's where people are one click away from going either picking you or picking someone else.
Yes.
And so as people are searching for you and they're looking for you, all of a sudden they glance at your profile. Is it a good-looking professional picture? Is there recognition? Have I seen this person before? Do I recognize the name, or does the headline make sense for what I need? Because people search for things they need, and people are searching right now for everybody that's listening for you. Everyone that's listening, someone's looking for you right now in your network. And are they finding you, and are they finding a good professional, good-looking you? Are they finding your competitor?
Absolutely.
And that's go ahead.
I have another question for you. So let's say we
Please.
Do all of those things, and I've been taking notes. Yes, I have, as you recommended. And so we do all of those things, and now we decide we want to do a social media campaign, social media sales campaign. What kind of goals should be part of that social media campaign?
Well, in a social media campaign is more of a marketing action than a social selling action. So So why don't I give you, can I answer that a little closer to the end and then maybe dive
sure.
into the things that make social selling, because I want to make sure, I give them the five, at least the easy steps, in the time that we have. And then I'll dig into some campaign tactics because that's more marketing, but I'll definitely cover that. So real quick, in terms of the second most powerful thing, so let's say you have the profile wired, you have it really well done. All of a sudden we have, number two, adding connections, okay? So a lot of times people take this for granted, and it should be targeted. So remember I talked about the CFO and accountants are connected and CEOs are connected. You would be shocked at the people that come into our boot camp and they put people in their phone or they're emailing people and calling people. And we do a trace and we look at all the conversations they've had just in the last 7 days. And 50% or more of those people, they're not wired to the network. So they're not wired to the accountant that they just talked to that has 10 CFOs in their network.
Really?
And so I want to encourage everyone that when you're in a meeting and you feel a connection or it feels like a connection that's connected to your target, please don't forget to connect. I mean, I'm serious when I say this because I'm shocked at the number of people that just forget this simple step. And you want to be professional about it. You want to look the person in the eye and say, hey, are you on LinkedIn? And they'll 99% of the people will say yes, because there's 350 million business people. And you say, great, is it okay if we connect? And I've honestly never had someone go, no, you can't connect to me. I've had people blow it off because they forget to log in or something, but I haven't never had somebody turn me down. And so they literally, it's exciting because they literally expect the connection and they love the fact that you ask them. Some people will look at you odd and go, wow, why'd you even ask me? I connect everybody. Well, it's for the person that I really want, especially if you're what we call connecting up. And you know this from your years at Accenture. I'm not sure what the role was, but I'm sure you connected up, which means you connected to a higher level of where you were, in your professional career. And those people are a little more selective. The higher you go up, they're more selective about their connections. You can actually see they don't have 500 plus. They have 123 people that they really know in their network.
Yeah,
and you want to be 124. You want to be the next one that they really know and that they let inside that network, because that's where the relationships are.
That's where the relationships are. Absolutely. That's how you can get that referral or are asked for an introduction or something.
Right on. Go ahead.
Continue. No, you go ahead.
Well, I was going to give you number three, so I'm working on making sure I get the audience their five. But if you have questions along the way, just jump in. I love your...
No. Yeah. I'm taking notes as you're giving us the five. So let's hear number three.
Yeah, and that was number two. Number three is actually, what do you do when you go to a networking event? What's one of the first things you do when you walk in the room? Normally, you start a conversation, right? You start talking to people. Well, in LinkedIn or any social network, it's a social environment where you can actually post an update or you can share an update or you can start a conversation. And this can be in the main news feed. This can be, in many different places. But what we want to do is make sure, especially for my aggressive salespeople that are on the line, we want them to realize that there is a value that we want to set in our network. So we want to make sure that we don't just show up in our network when we need something. We want to show up in our network and provide value so they remember us when they need us. Or when they see our marketing campaign, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, we want them to really know who we are and trust us and not just believe that we're there to sell something. We're there to build relationships, trust, and value. And so we have this cool rule that we talk about, Yvonne, that's a 5-to-1 rule. So this means that you're going to post, in every 5 times that you post, before you ask your network to take an action, to buy something, to do something for something for yourself, you're going to do a couple other types of posts. They're going to be value-based. They could be visual. It could be one of your motivational quotes that are on top of a meme and you had a really cool quote today. So you might put that on LinkedIn to let people know that that inspired you and you hope that inspires them.
Yeah.
It tells people about yourself. You might have something of value that you offer that maybe you found out and you want to just share something in the news that you found valuable and you believe it would be valuable to your target. Now, remember, every time you start a conversation, there's millions of people in front of you. Even if you have just a couple hundred connections, you're still connected to millions. So what you want to do is make sure that you're speaking to the target, not to everybody in general, and that will attract those targets. So you put that thing of value out there. Number three is maybe educational. Maybe you want to educate people. Maybe you already have that because you're the expert and you give advice all day long. You're like, wow, I was with a client and I discovered that this is a better way to manage team or to resolve conflict in the team. You know, something that maybe you can share. And another one is collaborative. So if I see one of my targets or one of my clients or one of my allies, or we call them trusted agents, you might want to share some of their information. And that's collaborative. And then once you put those type of things out there, you know, three or four things out there, then you can ask for something. But don't just blaze into the room, into the networking event, and start saying, this is what I have, go to my page, and please buy this. It just doesn't come across well.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It turns people off. It absolutely does. You're right. Okay.
Right. Number four is reciprocity. It's about engaging with others. So if you go into a networking event and you don't walk up and people are talking and you don't respond to them, how much business will you get if you don't engage and have conversations with other people?
Probably none.
Yeah,
much.
Right. None. Unless you're lucky, unless you're wearing a sandwich sign and it says free something that everybody wants, you get lucky. But so what we tell people is everybody's having a conversation out there. So one of the things, Yvonne, you're on you're on a couple different social media channels. So have you ever had a post that you've put, you know, up on Facebook or up on LinkedIn and nobody even liked or commented on the post? Has that ever happened to you?
That's happened to me.
Well, how does that make you feel?
Well, I think to myself, that just didn't connect with anybody. I wonder why.
Yeah, and sometimes I'll BS myself and I'll say, well, maybe they just weren't logged in. You know?
Sometimes I say that, yeah. They're doing something right now. And they'll see it later when they lock
it. Yeah, right. Or you know what? I'll just post it again in case everybody missed it. So I've done that before. I'll say it again, maybe a little differently. So what we say is that people, and then when you get like a bunch of likes and comments, you're like, woohoo, it makes you feel great, right?
It does, yeah.
So that's how we're wired as humans, and this is part of the social and emotional intelligence that we work in connecting with other people's emotions. And this is not just on the marketing side, but on the sales and relationship side. So the cool thing about this is you can go up to anybody's post because they're starting conversations just like we said you should. So you can go to their posts and you can just like and comment and really sincerely engage with that person. And the coolest thing is everyone in their network sees the conversation and they see you. So not only do you get to engage and make that person feel good, like they matter and there's a relationship there and it feels good, but it really serves that part of their energy and who they are in remembering you, but their entire network sees you. So a network event outside of just the two of you actually sees that relationship. And that's powerful.
Yeah, that's very, very powerful, actually. Yeah, very.
So we love that. Our rule is set the hook, right? So at some point, we want to get the appointment or the meeting. So one of our power moves, and we have a about 50 or 60 power moves in our training, but one of the power moves is if you're engaged in a conversation online and your intent is to do business with that person or get referrals from that person, at some point you have to get to the phone call or the Skype or the Starbucks, right? So you have to get to one of those places with that person. So we always say have two interactions online and then take it offline. You know, message that person and say, you know, wow, I really love this conversation. It's time for a cup of coffee. Let's grab a cup of coffee or let's do a Skype or let's have a phone call. Love to catch up on some other things. And it's real casual. You're already in a conversation at the networking event. You're talking and all you're doing is you're taking it offline. Because we don't want you, this is part of the 20 minutes, we don't want you living and hanging out like all the time in LinkedIn. We want you to be with the people that matter, the targeted people, the hubs and the clusters and the nodes that get you to the CFO. That's who we want you with.
Absolutely. Yes, we do.
And number five is easy. Number five is just doing the exact same thing that we were telling you with starting a discussion with your whole network and engaging, but doing it in groups. And there's a cool little secret button that most people don't know about. I think 80% of the people that or better that come into our training don't know about this button in the groups. And you know what groups are, right, Yvonne, and LinkedIn?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, most people belong because you can join 50, but most people don't engage. They don't go to those networking events. So it's like being at a giant conference with 350 million people, but there's one with just maybe 100,000 CFOs. And now you can walk into that room and you can see the people in that room having discussions and you can see the people that you're connected to and the people that you might be one degree away from or somebody that you just have in common because you're in the group. And LinkedIn allows you to direct message people without paying extra because you belong to a group together as long as you're talking inside the group. So you have permission to actually have a conversation with those people and message them. So what we tell you to do, I always dreamed about this in a live networking event, but, you can do what they call a search. So inside search, you can click a button at the top of every group that says search, and you can type in a keyword, and all of a sudden, boom, it'll bring up every conversation. So if I go into a marketing group and I type in online leads or online conversion, that's what I want to talk about. It'll bring up all the conversations about online leads and whatever it is I type, and it'll bring up the conversation and tell me who's having the conversation, and I can like, comment, and communicate with each and every one of those people. Did you know that?
No, I did not. I made a note of that.
Isn't that cool?
That is very, very cool. Actually, one of the things that you've just done for me with this is you've changed my mindset around social media and building the relationships, because I used to attend a ton of networking events. And all the strategies you're sharing, I would do those at networking events, but I never put social media and groups like LinkedIn in that framework to look at it from that perspective.
Correct.
So that's very powerful for me because suddenly a lot of it makes more sense for me. And I'm sure the listeners are also having their ha-has like I am right now.
Good. And that's where I wanted to take everybody on this journey of social selling. And while I'm an avid marketer and I study digital marketing, I am passionate about relationships and building relationships around the brand and the professionals around everybody's company. And so even on our marketing side, we do relationship marketing. Now, you asked a critical question, and I know we're running a little tight on time, but in terms of marketing...
We've got time. We've got, like, 20 minutes.
Okay, good.
Use them.
Okay, good. So So, you know, let's say now all of a sudden we do all the things that I just said. We're really rocking and rolling. There's a bunch of other cool things, but I want you to remember the five things. And let's just, you know, make sure everybody's got them. So the first thing is look good. You want to have a good profile. The second thing is adding targeted connections. The third thing is speaking, which is starting a conversation, which is really posting, just like you do in all the other social media platforms. And remember to rotate. Don't just ask for things, but give. Give so you can get. Engage with other people's activity that are your targets. And then go into five, which is, you know, targeted group-based networking in the groups. So those are the five. I just want to make sure in case people were, you know, not getting all those down that they have those. Now let's put our marketing hat on. So let's say you now all of a sudden you're showing up at the networking event, and now you're like, I want to be a sponsor. I want to pay for a tabletop or a booth so I can put out some brochures and I can have everyone sign up for my next workshop or sign up for, you know, a free, you know, or grab my free brochure, or download my ebook, whatever it is. So think of it that way. Think of it that you're networking in this big event. People are getting to know you. They're building trust. And now you have something that you want to offer people, right? That's a marketing offer. Well, one of the cool things you can do is you can do, just like in Facebook, you can do what they call a sponsored post. So if you log into your page on the front of LinkedIn, just the main homepage, you'll scroll and see all kinds of cool conversations with your network as you're walking through the event. And every now and then, you'll see one that says sponsored, that's not from someone that you are connected with. It's somebody that is paid to actually go in front of you. They've profiled you based on maybe your some interests that you have, groups that you belong to, maybe your background, your school, your job, where you work, who you're connected to, your title. There's all kinds of ways that you can profile people. And what you can do is you can take a post. Now, you need to have a business page to do this, to do a promoted post, but you can go from your business page and you can take any post from your business page and say, I want to go after all the CFOs and put this in front of all the CFOs on LinkedIn. Or you can say, I want to put it in front of all the CFOs and VP of Finance and controllers. So you can take any conversation or directive that you want, and you can put it in the regular news feed. Now, you can place other ads too, you know, the pop-up box ads and things like that. That takes a little more money and a little more artistic flair and design work. But if you're really good at a conversation and you have a good conversation or post that can actually hook people and get them to take some sort of action, you know, let's say you got it to work on Facebook or somewhere else or on Google, then I encourage you to try that in the advertising section of LinkedIn, because it really does work. You just want to, like any type of advertising campaign, you want to watch your money. You want to always watch how much you spend and make sure it doesn't get out of hand. So too many people, we've had stories of folks that come to us and they put in their credit card, they have this good message, they have good intent, and then they leave and they forget and they just let the ad run till their credit card fills up. And that's not a good thing.
So that's not very bright. That's not very professional.
Well, it's right, but they just didn't know. You know what I mean? They get all hopped up because they got a coupon to advertise, or they heard that somebody else was advertising. And I just want to warn people to watch your money. Set, you know, when you're setting, it can say, how long do you want it to run? You know, put a limit on there, a daily limit, put a time limit. Make sure you pay attention to all those settings all the way through those screens. And they give you a lot of data. They give you the info. A lot of people get excited and they press that, you know, submit button way too quick, and then their credit card maxes out and they're like, why can't I check into the hotel? Well, LinkedIn maxed out your credit card, or Facebook, you know, whoever.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
So what questions come up for you around that? So I know you have an interest too of saying, you know, well, you know, how do I target? How do, you know, anything coming up in terms of, you know, because I know you do a lot of advertising too, don't you?
I do, but I do a lot of stealth advertising, and I will tell you that LinkedIn is always sending me this, here's $50, use it to do something, right. And I usually ignore it, but what I think I'll do is, based on what you just shared, I might try one of those coupons and use just the coupon on a campaign to see what kind of results I get before I commit 100%, because how I market. I market and test, check, and if I don't get the ROI, I'm out of there.
Yeah, good for you. Well, and sometimes, you know, you also want to make sure you don't give up too quick, because it, you know, let me talk about a couple of failure points that people, you know, they give up 10 steps away from the finish line, and they could have really had a really good campaign. So let me just tell you a couple of critical factors of why something might not work, you know, just things to watch out for. So one is the ad. So, you know, what happens is there's something called impressions. Impressions are how many targeted eyeballs looked at your ad. The next part is clicks. Well, how many people were so compelled to click on the buy now button or register here, whatever it is? So you always want to have, and it depends on the type of campaign and the price of the item and the offer, but you always want to have a reasonable ratio between, you know, the click-through ratio to, you know, and LinkedIn gives you all this cool reporting and metrics, but you want to say, hey, I had 10,000 people look at this, and 1,000 people clicked on it. That's a really good ratio. And then what happens is you pay per click. So you might pay 50 cents a click. You might pay $5 a click. You might pay $50 a click. And what dictates that amount of money of what you pay per click is if it's a competitive word, phrase, person that you're looking to target. So if all of a sudden everybody in the world wants CFOs, you know, that are in the Chicagoland area within a 50-mile radius that, you know, work at, you know, in manufacturing, and everyone's bidding on that, that's going to drive that price per click up. So you're going to pay more for every one of those clicks.
Yeah.
So that could be a factor. If you're only putting, you know, $10 on a campaign and you're paying $5 per click, you're only going to get 2 clicks a day.
Yeah.
Right? So there, you know, there's where you could burn it up. So, you know, sometimes you want to, you know, be careful on that side. And then what can control conversion? Because, you know, you could get 1,000 clicks, but if nobody fills out your form or downloads your ebook or signs up for your next whatever, you know, you get 1,000 people to go there and they all leave. That doesn't do anybody any good. There's no ROI and you're going to quit. So it could be where they're landing.
And yeah.
Just like I talked about the posting, this is a conversation. So people are hungry and they're looking for things, and there's a question in their mind, or there's a problem on their brain that you're solving with this offer. And so you have to believe, you have to really know that you're in a conversation. And one of the biggest flaws that people make with online marketing and advertising is they don't consistently carry the conversation from the point of the ad that gave the impression to the click. When they got to the page, the conversation didn't continue. It became fragmented, or they tried to offer too much, or it wasn't clear when they arrived of what they were going to get.
And that's a
component where a lot of people have a great ad, they're getting great clicks, they're spending money, but nobody's filling out the form, and so they give up on it. Had they made some adjustments on that form that people were going to, they might have got higher conversions and really, you know, done well.
Absolutely. I got you. Yes. I totally agree. I have a guest here. Do you want me to check and see if they have a question?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Hello, you're on there. Do you have a question for Dean? Well, they haven't responded, so let's continue.
They might be shy.
Yeah, I know. Some people are shy and don't want to be on the air. So my next question is, for me, How do how do I convert them into sales? I did all this stuff. I walked through the network. I followed the 5 steps. And so now they've engaged with me, and now I want to convert it into sales.
Right. So conversion is always, just like marketing, there's a couple of conversion steps. So as you engage with people, there's a lot of different ways we have within our system to convert. So let me think of the easiest one to explain. So what happens is you have those targets, and you can go in, and what's nice is you can go into your contact center under connections, and you can literally look at the people that you most recently engaged with or your newest connections. And basically you can just go in there, and you've already warmed them up. There's some level of contact with both your new connections and the people that you've most recently engaged with. So you can click on connections, you can click on the leftmost bar option in your LinkedIn when you go in there. So basically you just click on connections, it'll bring up a screen. When you go up to sort by, you can go by recent conversations. So these are the people in the networking event that you most recently talked to. And you could just go up to those people, and you can just message them directly and ask them for a meeting. So your first point to taking somebody from a networking event to a meeting is to ask them. And it's amazing because people will engage and they'll forget, oh, why don't I just ask that person for a meeting? They're either going to do one of three things. They're going to say yes, they're going to ignore you, or they're going to say no.
Yeah.
But you won't know unless you ask.
Absolutely.
The other tip that we have in there is don't say too much. Keep it light and social. Don't overset context for the meeting. Just say, I loved our recent interaction on LinkedIn. I love the comments that we had. I'd love to, just get on the phone and talk further about that. So you can go to any level that you want with these folks. And just set that context for a, phone, Skype, set a coffee meeting. And what's sort of cool is that with a lot of your connections, they have phone numbers and they have email addresses. So you just click on them. They're already your connections. You just click on them, go to their record, go to their information right under their picture, and click on that little tab, and they'll their phone number and their emails there. So you can hit them up through LinkedIn, you can hit them up through a mobile number or a phone number, and you can hit them up through email. And it's super easy.
That sounds really great.
That's what a lot of my CEOs that go back into sales, they'll be, we'll coach them and they'll go, man, this is like fun. They'll say, this isn't sales, this is fun. And I go, I know, it's networking. It's grabbing a cup of coffee. It's being social. And one of the cool things, too, is that, we tell people to do the 60-second scan. So you click on the person, and we always say find two things on someone's profile that you didn't know about them, that you have in common, or you go, that's interesting. It's like it really, like when you're having a conversation with somebody and everybody's at the surface conversation at a networking event. I was just at one the other night, and they're doing all this, nice talk, and they're being all professional. The next thing you know, it changes to their favorite sports team or something they like to do, or, someone's a musician and another person's a musician, or somebody likes to run marathons and another person likes to run marathons, or, they have that thing in common, or they went to the same school. Well, whatever it is, you can look at someone's profile and just find a couple of things that you either have in common or that are interesting. And it builds an automatic emotional connector when you bring those things up. You've taken time to read their profile,
Yeah. And
then you're like, oh, man, I didn't know you went to the same school I did, I didn't know you were into, I didn't know you were into running too, or, whatever it is. Just like when you said people would Google you and they wouldn't just look at your LinkedIn profile, you could maybe, if their profile's open, you can look at their Instagram or look at their, Facebook page.
Absolutely.
And really know what they're into.
Absolutely.
I had a I had a top CEO of a public company the other day, and I saw his Instagram page, and he's a foodie. He loves food. I love food. So I was like, man, I got to tell you. And we hit it. We had a, like a 35-minute conversation about, you know, just food. And now we're going to do business, you know, in the second meeting.
Oh.
It was cool.
Yes. Yes. So it's the same as it always was. Build relationships, and if people know you and like you, they'll do business with you.
They're just people.
Absolutely. Now, we have 5 minutes to go, but I wanted to make sure that I had you share a little bit about that social jack, because
as a professor
to you coming on the show, I scooted over there and checked it out, and so tell us a little bit about social jack.
Yeah, social jack takes all the things that we talked about. So whether you want relationship marketing, or you want social selling, or you want career advancement, and you want to use our relationship-based methodologies, you just go in and you can subscribe to Social Jack, and we have classes, some which are free, that are in there. In fact, all the social selling classes are in there. If you register for the professional or the small business edition, you can get into the social selling classes, and they're all e-learning. To get into live classes, you can either upgrade to those, or you'll get discounts to those live classes. And then what you do get is you do get weekly coaching that you can log in with other professionals and ask whatever questions you want. And that's probably the most feature-rich component that we have in terms of letting people know that there's a place to go, that when they can't get that appointment, when they can't get that target, they can't figure out that next step, even if they're in our class or not, they can just ask our professionals that are, you know, on the line just like this and say, I need help. And we're there to help everybody get to that next step, wherever that step is for them.
That's fantastic. So, do you have any final comments for our listeners?
Well, I want everybody to realize that, you know, there's somebody on the other end of the click, right? There's people on the other end of the screen. There's people on the other end of the click. As much as it platform and technology, at the end of the day, it's about relationships and about really connecting, genuinely connecting at that emotional level with others, making an impact so that they remember you when they're ready to buy, or somebody they know is ready to buy, and they think of you first.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dean, for an educational interview. I'm going to
thank you for having me on. This was great.
It was fantastic. And by the way, thanks to all of you, our listeners, for joining us today for the Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy show. Join us again next month on the second Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. And until then, I'm going to leave you with these final thoughts. Lori Ruff said, social media is here. It's not going away. It's not a passing fad. Be where your customers are in social media and use the techniques that Dean shared with you today. And I encourage you to go check out Social Jack. Thanks a lot, Dean.
Thank you. Hello,
Dean. It's the end of the episode. I'll give you a call shortly.
Okay, cool.